There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Pope Francis has sparked anger in Ukraine and beyond by encouraging Kiev to have the courage of the white flag and enter negotiations with Russia. He made the comments during an interview with a Swiss radio station that's scheduled to air later this month, but an excerpt began circulating this weekend. Asked for his views on the debate between negotiating with Russia, the host used the term white flag versus the risk of this just legitimizing the stronger party, the pontiff replied, "I believe that the stronger one is the one who sees the situation, who thinks of the people, who has the courage of the white flag to negotiate. And today, negotiations are possible with the help of international powers." As the story gained traction, the director of the Holy See press office, Matteo Bruni, sought to clarify that the Pope uses the term white flag and responds by picking up the image proposed by the interviewer to indicate a cessation of hostilities. Elsewhere in the interview, he notes, the Pope also says that negotiations are never a surrender. But the Pope's comments were already ripping across the battlefield and beyond. The Kremlin deemed them quite understandable, while Ukraine's foreign minister rejected the remarks and urged the Pope to visit Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky then captured some of the national mood in a thinly veiled reference praising Ukraine's frontline chaplains. "This is what the church is. It is together with people, not 2,500 kilometers away somewhere, virtually mediating between someone who wants to live and someone who wants to destroy you." Beyond the battlefield, Kiev's allies like Germany also criticized the Pope, while the foreign minister of Catholic-majority Poland suggested the pontiff should encourage Putin to have the courage to withdraw his army from Ukraine. But there's a bigger question you may also be asking. Why is the leader of the Catholic Church weighing in on this? The Pope is one of a handful of religious leaders who's also a head of state. In modern times, it's been that way since 1929. So he's a religious leader for over 1.3 billion Catholics across the globe, but he's also a world leader with a foreign minister, plus a network of over 116 embassies called nunciatures. That's more than Malaysia. And rather than weighing in on national interests like a regular embassy, these focus more on what they see as universal values. This network of churches and embassies is a source of influence for the Vatican on international issues, and different popes have used it in different ways. For example, many credit Pope John Paul II with averting a Chile-Argentina war in 1978 or helping end the Cold War. Meanwhile, the beatification of Pope Pius XII remains on hold over his relative silence during World War II. As for the current Argentina-born Pope, he's been calling for peace in conflicts since taking the helm in 2013.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.